Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Mate, you are the match winner. You've been potting goals all over the place.
Yeah, it's a great feeling and really running high on confidence at the moment. But it's credit to my teammates for my individual success. They grind the opposition down and I just go on and, you know, do what I have to do.
Must be nice, though, when you've got your radar and you're tucking a few away. It just sort of flows.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes that's what happens with a striker. He goes through, you know, his goal-scoring drought, and then other times he's on fire. So it's just the way the ball rolls. And, you know, we plan each and every game to, you know, to put in a good performance. And, you know, when goals come on the weekend, it's great reward for the week during work during the week.
No doubt. Brendan, I guess this is my naivety, and I think I posed this question on Monday. Why don't you come on earlier? I mean, yeah, you're having so much success coming on, and everyone goes, oh, he came on in the 78th minute and potted the winning goal. And not that I want to second guess what Pop is doing out there, but would you like more game time?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love more minutes. And, you know, it's totally up to the coach. And he's rewarded me with a new two-year contract. So you can see how much he trusts and believes in me. And, you know, I'll never question his decisions ever, because look at all the success Pop has had in the first 4 years or so with the Wanderers. You can't question it.
Yeah. Well, you've got that deal signed, sealed, delivered now. You can give him a bagging.
Yeah, but he'll probably call me into his office tomorrow morning and slaughter me.
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, the odds for the weekend at tab.com.au, $1.35, you guys, wow. $5 the draw, $7.50 Wellington. Yeah, well, that's really telling, but where are the dangers from Wellington?
Oh, look, these are the tricky games to play when you're expected to win, and when the odds are looking like that, people give Wellington no hope, and we're expected to win. So, look, they're a sneaky little side. They have some clever little players, and we'll have to be in the right frame of mind and, again, put in a good performance like I've been all season, and I'm sure the 3 points will come our way.
Yeah. You're a bit of a lucky charm for the Western Sydney Wanderers, Brendan. I don't know whether you know, but I think you made 12 appearances so far this year and haven't lost one game.
Yeah, I've always wanted to lead by example, especially for our younger players. And to have that record, it feels great each and every match day, knowing that we haven't lost while I've been in the squad. And, you know, I feel as though I'm playing my role really well, and I'll continue to do so.
How hard has it been with the off-field matters going on, mate, with the crowd situation?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit disappointing how it's overshadowed a great match in Melbourne. All the talk this week has been about the crowd, and If you looked at our performance in Melbourne, we dominated last year's champions down in Melbourne, but it hasn't really been spoke about this week. So for me, that's the disappointing thing about it. And, you know, we don't like when the image of the game, you know, is put in doubt. And this is what this is doing, and they need to clear it up ASAP.
Plus, I think, you know, from memory, Brendan, that break in play didn't help your side at all.
No, definitely not. They scored straight after that. So it was a disruption during the game that put the players off a little bit, and we conceded. And that could have been very costly had we have lost the game.
Can I ask just one question about Popper? I mean, we have asked about his style of coaching, but in the A-League, you know, the Asian Champions League was outstanding last year, but it was a very difficult focus on the A-League. Has he changed anything this year? How does he go about creating this positive culture?
Yeah, we've definitely changed things on the pitch and in the style of play that we have. And I feel as though the team at the moment is gelling very nicely. And we have a great group of players. Not only great players, but great people. And I think that's the key to success is not only to have very good footballers, but good people at the same time. And right now, that's it's just working very well.
And mate, your new deal, that will that see you out?
Yeah, look, you never know, but I feel as though it will.
Yeah.
I'll be 36, and look, if I keep going, that's fantastic. But for now, I think to have a 2-year deal at my age, and see it out and be successful within the next 2 years, I'd probably say that I might look to retire then.
Brendan, thanks for your time, mate. Keep up the great work. You're playing sensationally well.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Good stuff. Brendan Sandilab there. Wanderers are going great guns. Let's hope that, as I said earlier, they don't lose any points. That would be unfair. I don't see that happening, hopefully, anyway. Fingers crossed. It's a Sunday game. It's against Wellington, Pirtek Stadium. Kickoff at 5 p.m.